how would we compare this holiday, Emancipation Day in Canada, to one of our holidays?
I am the Opal Lee of Canada in terms of Emancipation Day. Emancipation Day is our Juneteenth, and our Emancipation Day took place August 1st, 1834. It's a new celebration on the national level. So we're starting to see all kinds of events grow. It is your Juneteenth. It is DC emancipation. It is the same. And joy and dance and music.
Yeah.
Joy and dance and music. And thank you for pointing out, Washington, D.C. does have its Emancipation Day as well, which is pretty cool.
These are just points in the year to remind people that maybe this be extra mindful, take extra opportunity to be reflective, and also celebrate and be joyful. Absolutely.
Well, happy Emancipation Day to you. Yeah. Thank you for joining us.
And please invite us.
This has been a pleasure.
Why to Toronto? I've never been.
Well, you're invited.
Oh, you'd like it, Bryant. And thank you, Dr. Vibe, for the introduction. That's our favorite podcaster in Canada. So it's awesome.
Nicole, I never knew some of these things about Canadian history. What about you?
Oh, I've known some things. I just always want people to know more about our neighbors to the north. I mean, there's so much to learn and commemorate. And I'm glad that you could make it, Bryant. So safe travels back home. So thanks for phoning in. I know you didn't want to miss this.
No, I didn't. I had to be here.
Yes.
Online.
Emancipation Day is a celebration for sure. And we've got more history on record at beforeyougo.tv.
Yes, and please visit us at beforeyougo.tv. We want to thank you all for listening to us here on KBLA Talk 1580. And as we say, before we go,
we want to remind everyone that our Afro-Canadian neighbors have a tremendous amount of history to share as well.
Yeah, so let's make sure we take the time to get to know these stories and more.
There's no time like the present.
What a gift.
KBLA 1580 Santa Monica.
I'm Kevin Brown, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. The White House press secretary is insisting the U.S. is not in a recession. Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters the economy is in an ongoing period of transition after the height of the COVID pandemic. She also applauded the latest monthly jobs report. A Louisiana prisoner who spent 43 years in solitary confinement has died at the age of 75. Albert Woodfox was known as one of the Angola Three and was supported by prison reformers around the world. Woodfox was only 18 years old when he was arrested for robbing a bar in 1971 and sentenced to 50 years in the state penitentiary in Angola. Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson are splitting after 9 months of dating. Sources close to the couple have reported the two still love and respect each other, but the long distance and busy schedule made it difficult to maintain a relationship. That's the latest. I'm Kevin Brown from the Black Information Network and BINnews.com.
Dry mouth, pounding head, a resounding sense of blah. Kick your day and your body into gear with one of Electrolit's premium flavors. Scientifically perfected to hydrate and energize you when you need it most. It's a new day. Go out and get it. Electrolit, instant hydration. Head to your local Walmart.
Hi, I'm Tavis Smiley. As KBLA Talk 1580 hosts, we never quite know where the conversation is going to go. But sometimes our guests really surprise us.
Let me just close with saying, I downloaded your app while we were talking. It's a terrific app. I look forward to it. I'm enjoying your format and what have you. I will tweet it to my several hundred thousand followers and call their attention to it as well.
If the KBLA 1580 app is enticing enough for our guests to download and share, you should download the app and share with your friends too.
That's beautiful.
What you say?
So, download the KBLA 1580 app today and take us with you wherever you go. KBLA Talk 1580.
You are now rocking with the best.
We got a lot to talk about.
The views and opinions expressed and resources shared on this program are strictly informational and should not be substituted for medical advice or evaluation.
told you I don't need to talk to nobody.
My daughter's losing weight. She sleeps all the time and has terrible mood swings.
My drinking ain't the problem. You nagging me is the problem.
Problems and pressure are at the backdrop of everyday life, impacting our physical, mental, and spiritual health. But where are the solutions? And who is concerned about the family? The Urban Family. Presenting Urban Family Focus, hosted by Reverend Gerald Smith, here on KBLA Talk 1580.
Good morning, KBLA Talk 1580 family. This is Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor, and you're listening to Urban Family Focus. We're that show that talks about the things that we don't like to talk about enough in our community. Things like addiction, mental illness, health and wellness, conflict resolution, financial literacy, and grief. If it affects the urban family, we bring attention to it and we provide resources and answers to your questions about it. Our goal is to make sure all of you who get up early with us catch that worm. That worm represents wisdom, opportunity, resources, and motivation to live your best life. You know, usually I tell a word from Sister Nawili around this point in the intro, but today I don't have a word from Sister Nawili, but I do have a word from me. You know, we've got a lot to talk about here on KBLA Talk 1580. And this morning, we're having a conversation about a relatively new term called trauma porn. I hadn't heard that term before I was introduced to it, but I'm very familiar with trauma. As an addiction counselor and a minister, I deal with people who have traumatic experiences or are suffering from the effects of trauma all the time. So this morning, I need somebody to talk to me because I happen to be one of those, I don't want to know, say unlucky or lucky or can't describe it, but I happen to be one of those people who was pumping gas on Thursday afternoon right on the corner of Slauson and La Brea. And I heard the loudest explosion that I had ever heard in my life. I look up and I see these two vehicles that were so engulfed in flames. I mean, in a matter of seconds, if there had been a fire truck parked on the corner, I don't believe they could have done anything to help these people. It was the most horrific experience in my life. I saw families in some of the other cars who weren't seriously injured, but get out of their car, and I saw a Mexican family with their kids, and it's three or four kids, and mom and dad just running hysterically. You know, just the images was too much for me to describe. So once the police arrived and everything kind of got a little bit under control, I was able to leave, and as I was driving away, I said to myself, not why, but what? What does this mean? And I knew our conversation was going to be about trauma today, but I didn't know that your brother was going to be experiencing at the level that he is today when we had this conversation. So I just want to take a moment, a second. Let's just pause for some silence for those families that were impacted by that incident on Thursday afternoon. Thank you. Well, we're talking about trauma porn, and with us this morning to talk about the effects of trauma porn, and particularly on Black folks, is psychologist Dr. Loren M. Hill. She's a licensed clinical psychologist. Her private practice, The Acclivity, is right here in Leimert Park. We call on her so often because she's close by. She's now our resident psychologist here at Urban Family Focus. And along with being a psychologist, she's also a certified autism specialist. And Dr. Hill is here because she's passionate about providing the underserved community and its members resources and information about the importance of mental health and mental wellness. She's always willing to share her knowledge with the community, and we're glad to have her here on Urban Family Focus. So I would say welcome back, but I'm going to say welcome home, Dr. Hill.
Thank you so much, Dr. Gerald. It's my pleasure to be here all the time.
You know, for those of us who are hearing you, I know you've been on the show a couple of times, but those of us who are hearing you for the first time, just give them a little background on yourself and your work in mental health.
So for those who are hearing me the first time, welcome. I'm glad you're joining us this morning. And those of you who've been with us before, I feel like we're old friends. But what I have been involved in with mental health, really over 30 years of mental health practice. I started off as a peer counselor for a group home and was in my undergraduate studies at that time. So they really wanted people who were the same age to come in and talk to some of the kids who were at the group home. And then I've just gone through my master's degree, my doctorate degree. I've worked with numerous populations, some of them addiction studies, some of them were sex offenders who had been convicted. I've worked with dual diagnosed. I've worked with families who've been exposed to some type of trauma, whether that's family trauma. And then I've even been engaged with folks who are the worried well. So it's been a broad scope of people that I've worked with. You also know that I've been in academia for about 25 years. So I come bringing this knowledge from various perspectives, having worked with a number of different clients.
Well, we're glad to have you with us this morning, and particularly this morning. You and I had planned this topic some time back, and you know, I had no idea that I was going to be in need of some
right.
help this morning, because
right.
I'm telling you, it's been a challenge for me. But I'm glad you're here, because we're going to talk about that new term, trauma porn. But you know, hopefully in the conversation, I'll get some healing on my acute trauma that I'm facing right now. So Dr. Hill, this new term, you know, I don't want you to explain it right now. I'm gonna let you get into that when we come forward on the other side. But how new is it?
It's very new. I'd say, you know, maybe about 4 or 5 years. And we have a term, we're calling it something, but the context already existed.
Gotcha. Well, we're going to get into this conversation about trauma porn when we come forward here on KBLA Talk 1580. I'm Reverend Gerald, Life Coach, and you're listening to Urban Family Focus.
Healthy life, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KBLA Talk 1580.
B-Warp is back. The Los Angeles Urban League and Parkside Economic Development Corporation continue their mission to close the wealth gap between Black and white households. Beginning August 4th and continuing every Thursday in August at 6 p.m., the Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program presents Mo Money, Mo Money, Mo Money. These virtual workshops will showcase opportunities to build wealth through alternative revenue streams. Register for this free series at laul.org/BWAARP and learn from the experts and benefits of ADUs and Airbnbs. Get the inside scoop from successful e-commerce moguls. Discover how to take advantage of gig opportunities. Get rewired for personal success. You don't want to miss Mo Money, Mo Money, Mo Money. Innovative ways to help your family acquire incremental revenue and establish a turnkey business. Register now at laul.org/BWAARP.
Join me, Kiari Mani, for a live book launch event with Malik Books. Attorney, entrepreneur, radio host, and now author of Therapy Isn't Just for White People, coming to Malik Books. Join me at the Westfield Culver City Mall, Saturday, August 13th at 2 p.m., hosted by KBLA 1580 radio host Dominique DePrima. This is a free event. Get your tickets today. RSVP at MalikBooks.com. Come meet me, Kiari Imani, author of Therapy Isn't Just for White People, a journey of understanding, healing, empathy, and self-love. Malik Books will offer a free calendar or plan with the purchase of $75 while supplies last. That's Saturday, August 13th at 2 p.m. Malik Books in Westfield Culver City Mall. Register today.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions.
Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool.
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Now,
local businesses can get closer to every customer in their city with fast, affordable shipping. Introducing USPS Connect Local. You want speed? We deliver same or next day. You want savings? We give you supplies at a flat rate. You want less legwork? We do free pickups. Move your local business forward with the United States Postal Service. Let's connect at usps.connect.com/local. Specific markets. Restrictions apply. Same day or next day delivery expected, but not guaranteed with entry close to final destination.
Come on, we're going to be late to the cookout.
I was just packing up my famous mac and cheese.
I hope you packed the Pepto, too.
Huh?
Pepto-Bismol provides fast relief from heartburn and indigestion. You know, that uncomfortable feeling after you eat too much. And after the deviled eggs, baked beans, and barbecue ribs, you're going to need it.
Barbecue ribs? I should probably pack an extra shirt, too.
Good call.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Pepto-Bismol. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
This has got to be the saddest day of my life.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. And we're here this morning having a conversation with Dr. Lorraine Hill on a relatively new topic called trauma porn. Now, we're all familiar with trauma, and I shared with you earlier my experience, and I guess my category would be acute trauma after seeing the event that happened on Slauson and La Brea yesterday, where six people lost their lives, which included a mother and her newborn. My understanding is that the person who was speeding through that intersection, did survive and is in the hospital. And we are sending prayers out for everybody that was involved in that incident. It was well publicized here locally, and I'm sure it was on the national press as well, for those of you who missed it. So we know that trauma is an emotional response to a terrible event, like an accident or a natural disaster, and that's what I experienced. But Dr. Hill, this new thing, this thing that we're terming, I don't know what to call it, but it's this new form of trauma. Tell us how this came about and what it really means.
So one of the things that you mentioned was that there's an emotional response mm-hmm. to an event that occurs. And so I'd also like to frame it just a little bit differently, if we could, for a second, mm-hmm. about how we experience trauma to the body, right? So you might have a bone break. That would be considered a medical trauma. But if you experience something that you see that really may or may not give you some type of physical trauma, you would have emotional trauma. So that what happens is you may have fear, anxiety, heightened response. We call it hypervigilant. You're unable to function because you're so nervous, right? You think this thing might happen. There's a threat that looms. So that is what we think about in terms of emotional trauma. And now that we're talking about trauma porn, I would like to give you a context for that. So we see a lot of images in the media or even in art that has to do with BIPOC people being hurt, injured, maimed. You know, we've seen over and over hangings, lynchings, beatings. More currently, we see videos of incidences of people being hurt, probably by the police, or it could be any of those things, mm-hmm. right? So when we see these images, then we are experiencing trauma vicariously. It may not have happened to us, but we see it, and then we have these responses.
So just so I can be clear, so the media attention that event is getting, is that fall in the category? Because I'm sure it's going to be proliferated for at least a few weeks here in our community. Does that fall in the category of trauma porn?
So not necessarily, mm-hmm. because that was an auto accident, right? That it just happened. But what we have, and you bring up this great point, what we see in the media, particularly the news, mm-hmm. is this re-airing over and over and over and over of these things. So every time you see that, you're having a reaction. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't there, but I live locally, so mm-hmm. I saw the clip on the news. Mm-hmm. Everybody around town is talking about it. Mm-hmm. People know different details, so now you're filling in some of the blanks, but then you start to have these recurrent dreams. You're nervous. Mm-hmm. Should I even go to that intersection? I start remembering I was there before, and there was a near miss. So your mind just, what we call, perseverates. You can't let it go.
Yeah, I when I did get in the car on Friday as I was driving, I was a little hesitant every time I got to an intersection. I had to replay that incident, you know. And you mentioned a term earlier that I caught, but I don't know if I understood. BIPOC, did you say?
Yes.
Tell me what that is.
Yes. Reverend Gerald,
I don't know.
How could you?
I don't know what BIPOC means. I'm just being honest. I mean, I'm sure I know what it means once
yes,
you tell
you do.
Me, but I've never
heard
that
right
term.
Here. Yes, yes. And you know I'm just teasing you. So when we talk about BIPOC, we're talking about Black people, Indigenous people of color, you know, really racial and ethnic minorities that are here in, you know, the U.S. But it could be abroad, too. But BIPOC is really about racial and ethnic minorities.
So BIPOC is us.
It is us all day long.
All right. Okay.
Yes, all day long.
And you're saying that this trauma porn is directed more at us than anybody else, and that's and it gives us a low sense of ourselves. Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, and so maybe not directed, but the content is about us, right? So there's this whole thing where we see these images of these atrocities,
right?
And it's about us. And so if you see them over and over and over again, you can't help that that could be you.
Right.
It could be your family member. Maybe it was your family member. So the difference between the auto accident or some other type of, you know, horrific event, like we could use more broadly 9/11, right? Where they were showing these images of the trains, the planes crashing over and over again. That is traumatizing. But for us, it is trauma porn because people are targeting a certain audience to look at this.
Okay. So, you know, I'm getting it. I'm slow. I went to You know, I went to school locally, but I wasn't in class that much. But so if this is something that's directed at minorities and underserved populations such as Black folks in this country, and these images that we repeatedly see, they're doing damage to us, unbeknownst to us maybe, but they're doing damage to us. So if there's a vehicle out there or a platform out there that highlights us, that encourages us, that gives us the real story behind those stories, if that entity, would it not be considered an antidote for trauma porn?
Absolutely. And I would even go so far to say that would move it into a different category, right? Mm-hmm. Because it really is trauma porn when it's just the images and no solution, no call to action, right? So you are just bombarded with these, and then you're like, okay, what do I do now? Right. So I also caution people because there are some things that may not fall in the category of trauma porn, but they are traumatic for us to be viewing.
Right.
So I encourage people to, you know, you have to be informed, but you don't have to be inundated. So, okay, I happen to have the news on. I saw the fireball. I don't need to look at it again on social media. I don't need to see every little detail. It happened. And as you mentioned at the beginning of the show, let's take a moment of silence to reflect. And in those moments of silence, it's important to pause and breathe, right? Pause, breathe, and reflect. So it's about honoring what happened and those survivors, but it's also giving us a chance to just take a break from it.
Okay. I believe I have the full picture of what trauma porn is and how it's directed at Black Americans more than it should be, and how it can, you know, kind of put us in a low frame of thought about ourselves and our community and things of that nature, and even our families. So I'm thinking to myself, I wonder, did Tavis Smiley, and when he got together with Elston Butler and they put this station together and put it on the air, did they know that they had created an antidote for trauma porn? Did they know, were they thinking, I don't know if they know about the term, but I'm sure the goal and the mission for this radio station is to uplift, inform, and take those negative images that we get showered with and give us a solution on how to handle them and what to do about them and how to pick ourselves up and keep it moving in the direction that this strong, powerful Black nation can go. I wonder, did they know that? Tavis, thank you so much. You came up with this antidote for trauma porn, and it's called KBLA Talk 1580. And we're glad to have Dr. Lauren Hill here to explain a little bit more about this new topic in mental health. So why do you think it's so prominent now? Why is it everywhere?
Well, it's everywhere. It's been everywhere, but now it's more accessible, mm-hmm. right? So we've got the 24-hour news cycle. We have social media. We have a lot of ways to share these things. And so it's been there. Even in terms of prior to social media, there was storytelling, right? So we would tell each other these stories over and over again. People would try to inform us. And now it's just at the speed of light. But, you know, you're right. And I also want to say that this station is an anecdote, mm-hmm. because what can happen is, as we talked about earlier, if you have these things happening and there's no resolution, you could fall into the trap of despair, learned helplessness. Mm-hmm. You think the only outcome is that somebody's going to get shot in the back, mm-hmm. somebody's going to get lynched, somebody's going to be, you know, maybe they won't die, they won't lose their life, but they will be maimed, injured, hurt, right. otherwise. So antidotes are important, and the self-care, right?
Self-care.
Remember, I said, take a break from the phone, turn the news off. You've heard the story 5 times. You don't need to hear it again. So putting in some boundaries is important as well.
You know, and I know there's some people listening to us this morning that have had traumatic experiences or maybe suffering from PTSD or some form of trauma. And any of you who have a question, you know, Dr. Lauren Hill is here. It's very knowledgeable. So just give us a call at 800-920-1580. That's 800-920-1580 for your questions and comment about this new phenomenon that's being called trauma porn, which is unjustly and unnecessarily directed at our community most of the time. So, Dr. Hill, you know, we know it's everywhere. We know it's proliferating. But, I mean, news is important to people. I mean, there are stations where that's all they do is news all day. Channel, you know, a couple of stations in this city, I don't care when you tune in, it's news. You know, and then the news radio stations, they repeat the same news every 10, 15, 20 minutes, you know, so there must be an attraction there. What do you think it is? You know, people just nosy? I mean, why are people so attracted to listening to the news all day and being traumatized unbeknowingly by that news?
So as human beings, we're curious, right? We love knowledge. Well, some of us do, mm-hmm. but we love information. Information and knowledge is power. Mm-hmm. So if you think back before the cable news cycle, news came on a couple times a day, mm-hmm. right? Now, we have to also contextualize that that news wasn't always for us, right?
No, it had nothing, most of the time, it had nothing to do with us.
Right?
Unless we robbed somebody.
Yes.
Then it was
and it wasn't for us. Mm-hmm. It was informing the dominant culture to be scared of us. Mm-hmm. But that's another topic, right?
Another topic for another
So
day, yeah.
I would say that, yes, we are hungry for information. We're hungry for news, we're hungry for knowledge, but is it really that we need to consume it all the time? No. Remember, these stations exist, with the exception of this one, to drive revenue, mm-hmm. right? Advertising
dollars.
Well, we
want to drive revenue too.
Well, you know, that's not the main goal, right? We want to have some information, mm-hmm. and this station and others really are about getting pertinent information out to people, not to have you, you know, just buying a bunch of Cheetos or something
right,
like that.
Right.
And look, I love hot Cheetos. My niece is introduced to them now. I feel like I can't get away from them. But really and truly, sitting there watching watching over and over and over. They're not telling you anything new. This whole term of, you know, breaking news, it's always on there. So they would have you think that everything is breaking when it really isn't. Mm-hmm. So do we need to be consuming all of this? Not really. You need to be informed, but you don't need to be inundated.
And I think, like you say, we're creatures of habit, most of us. And I know from spending many years in the media, the reason why news stories or things are repeated often and often because they have statistics that show a person only listens for this long, a person only views for this long. So the station thinks that they're giving new information every time that they air this stuff. So it's we're the ones that have to change our pattern because we know that we're going to keep hearing it. So instead of sticking with that station, let's join the statistics. Let's listen for 10 or 15 minutes and go do something else. You know, go some type
Absolutely.
Of self-care, read a book or something
Absolutely.
Like that.
And I would say, too, that we have to understand that the network is airing this not just for you, mm-hmm. right? So someone else is tuning in and it's new to them. And so where you're seeing it over and over again, they're seeing it for the first time.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we're going to dig a little deeper into this new topic called trauma porn when we come forward here on KVLA Talk 1580. You're listening to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, the life coach. Give us a call at 800-920-1580.
More of KVLA Talk 1580's all-new weekend lineup when we come forward.
I'm Kevin Brown, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. The Brooklyn McDonald's worker shot over cold fries has died. Police say 23-year-old Matthew Webb was shot in the neck. 20-year-old Michael Morgan was charged with attempted murder, but police say they're upgrading the case to a homicide investigation. Experts are slightly downgrading the forecast for the 2022 Atlantic hurricane season. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration now predicts there'll be 14 to 20 named storms, 6 to 10 hurricanes, 3 to 5 major storms of Category 3 or higher. Neo's wife, Crystal Renee, is putting an end to their marriage. She filed for divorce earlier this week, saying the marriage was broken with no hope of reconciliation. Renee also claims while her and the artist were together, he had a child with another woman. She's asking for primary physical custody of the three kids, joint legal custody, child support, and alimony. That's the latest. I'm Kevin Brown from the Black Information Network and BINnews.com.
Dry mouth, pounding head, a resounding sense of blah. Kick your day and your body into gear with one of Electrolit's premium flavors. Scientifically perfected to hydrate and energize you when you need it most. It's a new day. Go out and get it. Electrolit, instant hydration. Head to your local Walmart.
Hi, I'm Tavis Smiley. As KBLA Talk 1580 host, we never quite know where the conversation is going to go. But sometimes our guests really surprise us.
Let me just close with saying I downloaded your app while we were talking. It's a terrific app. I look forward to it. I'm enjoying your format and what have you. I will tweet it to my several hundred thousand followers and call their attention to it as well.
If the KBLA 1580 app is enticing enough for our guests to download and share, you should download the app and share with your friends too.
That's beautiful.
What you say?
So, download the KBLA 1580 app today and take us with you wherever you go. KBLA Talk 1580.
You are now rocking with the best.
We got a lot to talk about.
Did you know fixing outdoor leaks can save 27 to 90 gallons of water per day? Even tiny leaks can be huge water wasters. Conserving water starts with a few simple water-saving actions at home and in the yard, like adjusting your sprinklers and adding drip irrigation so you water only where it's needed. We can all do our part to conserve water. Visit SaveOurWater.com for more water-saving tips. Save water, save California.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions.
Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool.
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One NA, member FDIC.
The Institute for Diversity Certification is all about the three D's: dedication, determination, and discipline.
Learn more about our globally recognized diversity certification program today by calling 1-800-983-6192. Again, 1-800-983-6192 or visit diversitycertification.org. As the number one organization for certified diversity professionals and also certified diversity executive credentials, diversitycertification.org will provide an opportunity for you to demonstrate dedication to the field, determination to make progress, and more discipline to your process. Go today and learn more about the diversity certification system. Call 1-800-983-6192. Again, 1-800-983-6192. Or go to diversitycertification.org. That's diversitycertification.org. The standard of excellence, equity, diversity, and inclusion.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. And we're here today with Dr. Loren Hill, having a conversation about a new form of trauma that's been identified as trauma porn. We're all familiar with acute trauma, chronic trauma, and complex trauma, but we're going to talk about this new phenomenon that they're calling trauma porn in just a minute. But before we continue that conversation, I want to remind everybody that this program, Urban Family Focus, is supported by the Los Angeles Urban League. For over 100 years, the Los Angeles Urban League has served as a powerful advocate for African Americans and other minorities by ensuring our communities have access to careers with living wages, opportunities to start and grow businesses, and clear pathways to personal and professional growth. So for information about the Urban League's program, services, and events, log on to laul.org. And when you log on to laul.org, make sure you register for BWARP, B-W-A-R-P, which is taking place every Thursday this month at 6 p.m. And the topic is more money, more money, more money. Dr. Hill, you've explained to us what this new phenomenon, trauma porn, is all about. And, you know, how we're inundated with it. We can't get around it. We do have many forms of entertaining ourselves versus listening to traditional media where we get bombarded by this news. But even on your cell phone, when you log on, it pops up. It's on Twitter. It's everywhere. How do we protect ourselves from this trauma porn?
Well, you can't totally get away from it unless you never watch TV or you don't have a smartphone, right? Because every app is going to send you something if you have CNN or those other types of things. And even if you have that, you don't have that, people are going to send you stuff, mm-hmm. right? So the thing that I would say is you may not be able to completely avoid it, but limit your engagement with it. Once you open it and you see it, close it, right? Once you've seen it on the news, then, okay, got it, got the information, let me move on. Because we can, as humans, go down this rabbit hole, if you will, of, mm-hmm. oh, I got to see it again. Oh, let me look at that. What did this person say about it? Somebody was there at the scene, so let me hear what they have to say. Mm-hmm. And that is not helpful, and it's not healthy.
Right. So it's almost like the attraction of reality shows. You know, it's like they're big, you know, they're everywhere, you know, and all the whole premise of the show is trauma, drama, you know,
yes.
deceit,
yes.
hatred, fighting,
yes.
you know, whatever, all the things yes. that we want to stay away from, you know. One of the things I did for my own self-care this yesterday was that I went to get a massage. Mm-hmm. I was talking about the incident with my therapist,
right.
and he, Big Lee Williams, the best in town, he told me something that he probably had told me before, but I didn't sink in. He said for the last 3 years, he hasn't had a television. He says, man, I totally shut it down. He said, the only thing I'm interested in is sports, so I avoid all the other stuff. So here's a brother who all his life has been taking care of other people, helping them with their stress and helping them with, you know, the things that are going on in their life, letting the air out of their balloon. And for himself, he made the decision, no TV in my house.
Yes, yes. I support that. And although I haven't gone to the point of not having a TV in my life, probably about 5 years ago, I decided I wasn't going to consume the news anymore. Mm-hmm. So I used to, I wouldn't say I was a news junkie, but I would watch different channels and really, you know, have it on in the background. And there was an event that occurred that I said, you know what, I'm tapping out, right? So friends and family were like, oh my goodness, I can't believe you're not going to watch the news. I said, I could do without it, right? And what ended up happening was they would feed me information. So I would get bits and pieces of things that were important because my circle said, you know what, there's no way she can't know about this or that. And it had improved my mental health significantly to not have that in my life.
Well, it's kind of like a, you know, it's a very thin line. It's almost like that thin line between love and hate. You know, you want to be informed.
Yes.
And most people, I think, are attracted to information so they can have conversations with their coworkers, conversations at the dinner table, you know, conversation with whoever they live with. I mean, that's, it's kind of like that's what drives us, you know, is, oh, new information. Oh, did you hear? Did you hear? So we talk about it. So and as you know, being in therapy, and as I know, being in therapy, talking about things is good therapy. But if you're talking about it from a negative perspective, or you're talking about it from a potentially traumatic perspective, then it's not a good thing to talk about it. But if you're talking about it as far as a way to cope, move through, heal from it, that is a good experience.
Absolutely. And so I think you have to have some ground rules, right? So if we're going, we're social animals. We started talking about the fact that we love information, we love knowledge, and we engage. We want to have these conversations. But, you know, we don't have to always talk about that old term. Do you remember? It's like watching a train wreck, right? And if you're on the freeway driving and people looking at the accident, what they call, my grandfather used to call rubbernecking.
Right.
Why do we need to do that? Well, we're curious, but we don't need to continue to engage in it. And when we're talking about it, we can say, oh, yes, I did hear about that. And it was really, you know, unfortunate. And what can we do next? Right. What is something that we can do, action that we can take to help so that this doesn't happen again?
Since it's such a thin line, and since we all get inundated with information through social media or however we get our information, you know, how do we know? How do I know when enough is enough? How do I know when I've been traumatized by this porn? How do I know the trauma porn has taken over my consciousness?
Right. So what I would say is be in tune to your body. You know when you start feeling anxious, your shoulders are tight, your chest is tight, and you are, you know, having these physiological reactions. The other side of that is know when you are completely desensitized. If something happens and it is significant and you're not having any emotional reaction to that, that probably means you've seen consumed so much of it, or you've been exposed to so much of it that you're just shut down. So if you're having these reactions or having no reaction, then it's really time to just, you know, take a break. Go talk to a therapist, call a therapist, or even talk to some friends and family about, like, I'm really feeling this way. What do you think about this?
It's one of the things that, one of the goals that I had for this particular show is to get us to talk to each other more about what we're thinking, what's going on, you know, mentally and physically with us, and not just talk with ourselves, but reach out. You know, the pastor, I'm always here. But sometimes we need to go beyond the church and talk to a trained professional, be it a psychologist, or even your personal doctor.
Yes.
That's the best starting point for any issue. A lot of people think that it's all about being sick when you go to the doctor, or physical ailments when you go to the doctor. But your doctor, your primary care doctor, is the number one resource for you to direct you to the right person to deal with something that could be causing your blood pressure to be high that has nothing to do with food. You see, so we have to reach out. We have to talk about, you know, and our information today is to inform people about this new phenomenon that they're being inundated with, unbeknownst to them, that could be a reason for their irritability. It could be a reason why they're snapping at their family. It could be a reason why they don't want to go to work this week. All of that could be because of things that we've absorbed unbeknownst to us.
I agree with you 100%. Yes, your primary care physician, if you find that you might end up in urgent care for some reason, blood pressure is high, you're feeling anxious, you don't know what's going on, and they can't find a cause for it, you probably are having some stress reactions, anxiety. There's a host of things. And so talking to your physician, calling a peer support counselor, you know, many people in their workplaces have employee support person, you know, divisions where you can find a mental health professional to give you some support. It's really important. But you are right, Reverend Gerald, talking about it, not staying bottled up and finding some solutions. We do better when we have a solution, when we feel like, oh, there's nothing I can do. Then that is really depressing.
Yeah, I know that feeling all too well, because that's kind of how I felt on Thursday. There's zero I can do. And just as a reaction to insulate, you know, myself, I ran out into the street and started directing traffic.
Yes.
You know, trying to make the cars turn around and not go that way, you know, because I didn't know what else to do.
You did something.
Well, but.
And that was helpful.
It was helpful. It kept me together. But when I got in my car and drove away and started reflecting back on what I had just witnessed, matter of fact, I was calling my wife to tell her what had happened, and I was a baby.
Yes.
I mean, I broke down like, ooh, 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 ooh.
Of course.
And she's like, you okay?
Of course.
No, I'm not okay.
Right.
You know, so, you know, trauma porn may not hit us that hard that immediately.
Right.
But it does hit us accumulatively.
Exactly.
Over time.
Yes.
And we're going to continue this conversation with Dr. Loren Hill. We're talking about a new phenomenon called trauma porn. You're listening to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, the life coach. More when we come forward.
Healthy life,
healthy home,
and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith
when we come forward
on KBLA Talk 1580.
Lights, Black creators, and exciting new up-and-coming releases. Myesha Cairo here with your K-Black Minute News, brought to you by CaliforniaBlackMedia.org. It was late July, Comic-Con San Diego, where Black creators, publications, and characters were on display. Marvel announced Blade, starring two-time Oscar winner Mahershala Ali, to be released November of next year. DC Comics unveiled a brand new trailer for Black Adam, starring Dwayne Johnson as an anti-hero and supervillain who was a slave 5,000 years, reawaken with godlike power. Marvel also announced King the Conqueror, expected to hit theaters May 2024. Most emotional was the release of the first trailer for Marvel's Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, where Wakanda can be seen mourning the loss of its king, T'Challa, hitting U.S. theaters November 11th of this year. Fans interested in upcoming related events can visit AfroCon.net and BSAMSD.org.
B-Warp is back. The Los Angeles Urban League and Parkside Economic Development Corporation continue their mission to close the wealth gap between Black and white households. Beginning August 4th and continuing every Thursday in August at 6 p.m., the Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program presents Mo Money, Mo Money, Mo Money. These virtual workshops will showcase opportunities to build wealth through alternative revenue streams. Register for this free series at laul.org/BWAARP and learn from the experts and benefits of ADUs and Airbnbs. Get the inside scoop from successful e-commerce moguls. Discover how to take advantage of gig opportunities. Get rewired for personal success. You don't want to miss Mo Money, Mo Money, Mo Money. Innovative ways to help your family acquire incremental revenue and establish a turnkey business. Register now at laul.org/BWAARP.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions.
Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool.
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Now, local businesses can get closer to every customer in their city with fast, affordable shipping. Introducing USPS Connect Local. You want speed? We deliver same or next day. You want savings? We give you supplies at a flat rate. You want less legwork? We do free pickups. Move your local business forward with the United States Postal Service. Let's connect at usps.connect.com/local. Specific markets, restrictions apply. Same day or next day delivery expected, but not guaranteed with entry close to final destination.
Amplifying progressive voices. We're KBLA Talk 1580.
It's all a part of you. Yeah.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. And we're here today with our resident psychologist, Dr. Lauren Hill. And she's sharing with us a new phenomenon called trauma porn. And whether we are affected by, you know, this trauma through, you know, a bunch of negative media impressions, or whether it's a single incident, you know, or multiple experiences, you know, the key is, what are the steps to overcoming? How do we cope and get through once we recognize the fact that we have been impacted? Tell us, what are the steps we should take, Dr. Hill?
So we should definitely be monitoring what's going on in our lives. I think the thing to do also is keep a close watch on it, right? We're not going to ignore that we've been in a pandemic, right? Prior to that, there was a lot of social political upheaval. So we are already sort of primed to be tuned in to know what's going on next, right? So I think I'm not suggesting for anybody to take the extreme approach of tuning out completely. Right. If you can, that you know yourself, right? Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm not doing news. Mm-hmm. But then think of other ways to fill that time. Because you mentioned earlier, we're, you know, creatures of habit.
Right.
We love our routine. So if my routine is every morning I get up, I pop on the news so I can find out what's going on. If I don't have something to replace that, I'm going to sink back into doing that before.
Right.
So have some kind of, you know, what is my next plan going to be? At 6 o'clock, am I going to go for a walk? Or at 6 o'clock, I'm going to watch 10 minutes of this and then I'm turning the news off.
That's what I was about to say. We don't want people to disconnect from information because we need information. We need to know what's going on in our world and in particular in our community and most importantly within our own households.
Right.
We need to know what's going on. But we, like everything else, as you know, in counseling, you know, you got to journal. You got to have a plan for every day.
Right.
And that's what when I talk to people who are having issues in any arena, that's one of the first things we go through. It's like when you get up in the morning, what's that plan for that day? Because if you don't outline what you're going to do and how you're going to do it and make your self-care the most important thing in that plan. See, our plan sometimes, work is more important. The kids are more important. You know, there's a lot of things that get prioritized in our minds. But the key to this thing, what we're talking about and any other struggle or issue that you have, is you being the most important, taking care of yourself, making sure you don't, just like you don't miss that nail and pedicure appointment, don't miss the massage appointment. You know, your sisters ain't going to miss the hair, the nails, and the pedicure. That's going to happen. I don't care what happens in your life. I don't care how angry or upset you get. You're not missing those. You know, and the brothers are going to go to the barbershop. Mm-hmm. You know, we all have our routines. But in that routine, at the top of the list should be not one, not two, but several things that we do to let the air out of our balloon.
Absolutely.
Yoga, whatever it is.
Absolutely. And I think, too, that starting the day in a particular way will help you move through the rest of the day. So if you start the day, if you have some spiritual practice, if you want to just get out, I'll encourage people something very, very simple is to breathe. Just breathe through it. Take some deep breaths. You will be okay. Even if you're in the midst of a traumatic event, you what we tend to do is take short breaths, right?
We
start
we're
to
panting.
End that.
Yeah.
We panting, mm-hmm. panic. And part of that is a physiological reaction that helps us, you know, get oxygen in quickly.
Right.
But to relax us, we need to take some deep breaths. We can also go outside. This is free stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Breathe. Look up.
Mm-hmm.
Right. If you're in an urban area or if you're in, you know, a rural area, you could just look up to the sky to see what's going on. Now, looking up actually opens our diaphragm. It keeps us focused on other things that we may not be seeing. And nature is very good for us. Right. Seeing what the sky looks like. Is it painted? Is the sun up? Is the moon? What's going on up? Right.
Sunrises and sunsets are the most beautiful things we can experience for a reason. And those of us who are metro bound, who live in the city and we see bricks and cars, you know, that's why it's important to get out of the city. You know, go to the mountains, go to a park. You know, if you're not a hiker or whatever, just spend 30 minutes in your local park, in your neighborhood.
Green space.
You know, green space.
Yes.
You know, one of the things, you know, when I try to play golf, you know, one of the most relaxing things for me is the ducks and the
yes.
geese and the, you know, the different wildlife that you see out on the golf course. It just changes your whole perspective and you kind of, you know, get a break from that day-to-day stuff.
You're absolutely right. And one of the things that I love about nature is it really has a way of making you realize that things will be okay. Right.
Mm.
The environment takes care of itself.
So.
Nature takes care of itself. Those ducks, mm-hmm. those birds, that wildlife, they're not thinking about all this stuff.
And
they're
they have some traumatic experiences,
and, oh,
too.
Yes.
The coyotes do come around.
Yes, they do.
You know.
But that is the mm-hmm. that is the circle of life. Right.
Exactly.
And even though that coyote came around,
mm-hmm.
once it's gone, they're back to doing their business. Right.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. So, you know, I just want to, you know, you talked about the self-care thing, and that is the most important thing, and that deep breathing is one of my go-tos. So I just want everybody to know when you don't have a go-to, deep breathing, meditation, and please don't forget prayer. Those three things you can always go to. They don't cost you anything, and collectively or individually, whichever your thing is, it will help you. So take some time to reflect. But most importantly, my message to myself, and I'm going to be working on it, is to take care of yourself.
And connect in other ways.
You know, so we're going to close this conversation out when we come forward here on KVLA Talk 1580. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach, and you're listening to Urban Family Focus.
You're listening to the all-new weekend lineup of enlightening, encouraging, and empowering talk shows.
Exclusively on KBLA Talk 1580.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Saturday, July 23rd was a celebration. Myesha Cairo here, and it's your K-Black Minute News. L.A. Mayor and Metro Board Member Eric Garcetti, State Assembly Member Isaac Bryan, Metro CEO Stephanie N. Wiggins, and Crenshaw community leaders, supporters, and residents all hosted a dedication celebration for the Crenshaw LAX Transit Project's Martin Luther King Jr. Station in South L.A. The MLK Jr. Station is one of the most important stations on the K-Line, providing access to major commercial centers, employment, housing developments, and institutional centers. It'll create a new nexus in the Crenshaw District for residents and others looking for equitable access to jobs and opportunities when Metro's new rail line opens later this year. The ribbon-cutting event was also an opportunity for the community to gather around art, dance, music, and a display of a 1950s-era Metro bus. How cool is that? I'm Myesha Cairo, and we've got a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
The California Crusader newspaper would like to thank all of our subscribers for their support throughout the years, proudly serving the South Los Angeles and South Bay areas for more than 40 years. The California Crusader is a multicultural, black-owned, adjudicated newspaper that focuses on providing newsworthy information to the people in our community. We're constantly looking for ways to assist businesses in our community to connect with our subscribers. We provide low-cost, effective ways to promote your business with our reasonable and affordable advertising rates. You can participate by suggesting, sharing, and submitting your stories on the California Crusader Newspaper Community Share Facebook group page, or visit our website at cal-cruise-news.com. That's calcruisenews.com. Then click on the Submit Now button located on the top right corner of the homepage. Or text CCN to 42828. Again, text CCN to 42828. The California Crusader Newspaper, working together to build a better community for our future. Subscribe today.
Now back to more of the all-new weekend lineup here on KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, Life Coach, and we're here with Dr. Loren Hill, and we've had an interesting conversation about trauma porn and how we've been affected by it unbeknownst to ourselves. So, Dr. Hill, the last thing, you know, where should I and where should our audience reach out to for help?
I always say you can, as you mentioned, talk to your primary care physician. If you already have a therapist, talk to them about it. If you're looking for one, you can go to Psychology Today and you can type in your zip code, your city. You'll find somebody there. You can look up American Psychological Association and you will find some great resources.
And how do they find you?
So you can Google me, Loren M. Hill, and you can also find me on Psychology Today.
Well, thank you for being with us today and sharing that information about trauma porn. And I want to encourage everybody who listens to Urban Family Focus to let us know how we're doing. You can go to our website, urbanfamilyfocus.com. You can find us on Facebook at Urban Family Focus, Instagram at Urban Family Focus, and Twitter at Urban Fam Focus. So reach out to us if there are any topics that you want us to cover, anything that's going on in the family that you want to discuss or have talked about, whether you want to call in or not. Connect with us. Let us know how we're doing. We're here to help everybody live their best life, and we really want to focus on those areas of addiction and mental illness and some of the things that we just don't talk about enough. So, Dr. Hill, thank you so much for being with us today. It's been an informative day for me, therapeutic for me. This is Reverend Gerald. You've been listening to Urban Family Focus. Black Lives Matter is next.
KBLA 1580 Santa Monica.
I'm Kevin Brown, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. The Brooklyn McDonald's worker shot over cold fries has died. Police say 23-year-old Matthew Webb was shot in the neck. 20-year-old Michael Morgan was charged with attempted murder, but police say they're upgrading the case to a homicide investigation. Experts are slightly downgrading the forecast for the 2022 Atlantic hurricane season. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration now predicts there'll be 14 to 20 named storms, 6 to 10 hurricanes, 3 to 5 major storms of Category 3 or higher. Neo's wife, Crystal Renee, is putting an end to their marriage. She filed for divorce earlier this week, saying the marriage was broken with no hope of reconciliation. Renee also claims while her and the artist were together, he had a child with another woman. She's asking for primary physical custody of the three kids jointly.